Nikola Tesla and the Battle of the Currents by Sharon Bennett Connolly. Illustrated by Ismael Vasquez Sanchez. Genre: a biography is the story of a real person's life written by another person. Before you read, think about what you may already know about Nikola Tesla. Question of the week: how do inventions happen? Nikola Tesla is a scientist of whom, although famous in his own lifetime, little is known today. Although many have heard his name, his life, and his impact and significance on modern science and technology remains unrecognized. His rivalry with Thomas Edison led to the Battle of the Currents, where Nikola championed the use of alternating current, AC, against Edison's support of direct current, DC. His ideas and inventions transformed daily life for us all. Nikola Tesla's early years. Nikola Tesla was born on July 10, 1856, in the town of Smiljan, which was then in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, but is now in modern-day Croatia. His parents were of Serbian origin. His father was a Serbian Orthodox priest, and although his mother had no schooling, she was highly intelligent and ran the family's farm. Nikola Tesla would later claim that he was born during a lightning storm and that the midwife foretold, "He will be a child of the storm," which led to his mother's professing retort, "No, of the light." He was the fourth of five children, with three sisters and an older brother. His brother died in a riding accident when Nikola was just 7 years old, an event which affected him badly and may have caused his lifelong mental problems. As a child, Nikola attended the local primary school. He was so good at solving mathematical problems that teachers accused him of cheating. He suffered from a serious illness in his teenage years, but when he recovered, he attended the Technical University of Graz, studying math and physics. He also studied philosophy at the University of Prague. It was during his time at university at Graz that Nikola saw the grand dynamo, which operated as a generator but could be an electric motor when reversed. It was from this that he devised the benefits of alternating current, AC. One day in 1882, he had a revelation while out walking for a brushless AC motor. His initial sketches for the rotating electromagnets were made in the sand of the path on which he was walking. Despite being an exceptional student, Nikola left university shortly after and went to work for the Continental Edison Company in Paris, repairing direct current, DC, power plants. In 1883, he was on assignment in Strasbourg, and built the first induction motor in his spare time. A year later, he emigrated to the United States with 4 cents in his pocket, a few poems he had written, and calculations for a flying machine. He arrived at New York in 1884 and was given a job at Thomas Edison's headquarters in Manhattan. Nikola Tesla, the man. Nikola Tesla was a remarkable man. He had an eidetic photographic memory, which proved invaluable. It helped him to memorize whole books and speak 8 languages. He was highly imaginative and creative, able to visualize his inventions in great detail in his mind before constructing prototypes, foregoing the need to prepare detailed drawings and plans for these inventions, or to transcribe his ideas. Although financially inept, he made and lost fortunes in his lifetime. He was an astute scientist, capable and intuitive. He used his inventive talent to prove his hypotheses. It was perhaps due to the serious illness he suffered as a teenager that Nikola Tesla was afraid of diseases that people could transmit, and practiced strict hygiene routines throughout his life in an attempt to limit his exposure to germs. This, however, meant he found it difficult to develop close relationships with women, and he remained single throughout his life. Another sign of Nikola's mental illness was his unhealthy aversion to pearls, a phobia which led him to refuse to speak to any woman who was wearing a pearl necklace. Although his best ideas came to him when he was alone, Nikola was not a loner. As well as being renowned as a great engineer and inventor, Nikola also enjoyed a reputation as a poet, philosopher, and a connoisseur. He hosted dinner parties and socialized with many famous people of his day, including the novelist Mark Twain. Twain even visited Nikola in his laboratory where, in 1894, the inventor took a photograph of him. It was one of the first ever pictures lit by phosphorescent light. On his 75th birthday, Nikola received a letter of congratulations from Albert Einstein himself and was featured on the cover of Time magazine. The Battle of the Currents. Nikola Tesla worked at Edison's headquarters in Manhattan for a year. He impressed the American inventor with his diligence and ingenuity. Nikola gained a reputation for solving problems others found impossible. As a result, he was told that Edison would pay a $50,000 prize for an improved design of his DC dynamo. Nikola worked on the project for months, pursuing lines of inquiry and practical experiments before he reached a solution. However, on presenting the improved design to Edison, he was told that there was no prize and that the offer had been a joke. Not even a small percentage of the profits was given to Tesla. Disillusioned, Nikola Tesla quit the company soon after. After a failed attempt to start his own Tesla Electric Light Company, Nikola spent time digging ditches for $2 a day until he found investors who would support his research into alternating current, AC. In just 1887 and 1888, Nikola Tesla patented 30 of his ideas and inventions. He was invited to address the Electrical Institute of Electrical Engineers, a lecture which caught the attention of a fellow inventor, George Westinghouse. It was George Westinghouse who had launched the first AC power system near Boston and was Thomas Edison's chief rival. George hired Nikola Tesla in 1888 and bought the patent rights to Nikola's alternating current dynamos, transformers, and motors and set him up in his own laboratory. A monumental power struggle followed between Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse, with Edison trying to prove his superiority of his direct current systems against Tesla-Westinghouse alternating current systems. Although Edison argued that DC was safer, alternating current, AC, eventually won the contest. Nikola Tesla received royalties from Westinghouse for each horsepower generated with his AC motor. However, the battle with Edison had started a price war, with each trying to undercut the other. As a result, George Westinghouse was forced to renegotiate the patents to release some capital. Nikola Tesla agreed to sell his patents to George for a lump sum, thus losing out on the vast fortune he would have made if he'd held on to them. George Westinghouse was one of the investors that supported Tesla's AC current. Westinghouse, Tesla, and Edison embroiled the War of Currents, also known as the Battle of the Currents. Nikola Tesla's inventions. Later, having established his own laboratory, Nikola Tesla experimented with shadowgraphs, the ancestor to X-rays. Although he was not given credit for the invention of the radio, he dedicated time to improve the efficiency of the radio created by the Italian Guglielmo Marconi. Other inventions included the carbon button lamp, the power of electrical resonance, and various types of lighting. In 1891, he invented the Tesla coil, which is widely used today in signals that are transmitted in radio and television sets and other electrical appliances. Nikola Tesla worked on two major projects for George Westinghouse, projects which demonstrated the power and merits of alternating current. In 1893, George Westinghouse and Nikola Tesla supplied the power for the World's Columbian Exhibition in Chicago. They helped the fair to illuminate a zillion light bulbs, more than would be needed in the entire city of Chicago. They amazed fairgoers with many inventions, including a wireless light bulb. Their success at the World's Columbian Exhibition led directly to the second major project, which was to install power machinery at Niagara Falls. It bore Tesla's name and patent number. The project would be the first large-scale AC power plant in the world and carried power to Buffalo by 1896. In 1898, Nikola Tesla invented the first remote-controlled boat. When he announced the creation of the teleautomatic boat with remote control guidance, he was met with skepticism. However, he proved his claims by sailing the boat on the lake in Madison Square Garden in front of a large crowd of onlookers. He thus demonstrated the wireless transmission of electric power, a system which he believed could distribute electricity around the world and provide global wireless communication. From May 1899 to early 1900, Nikola Tesla had his laboratory in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where he made what he considered his most important discovery, terrestrial stationary waves. His discovery proved that the Earth could be used as a conductor and made to resonate at a specific electrical frequency. It was at Colorado Springs that he lit 200 lamps from a distance of 40 kilometers without using wires. He also created artificial lightning, producing flashes that measured up to 41 meters. Returning to New York in 1900, Nikola Tesla obtained backing from renowned financier J.P. Morgan, who gave him $150,000 capital to build a wireless world broadcasting tower on Long Island. By assigning 51% of his patent rights of telephony and telegraphy to Morgan, he hoped to convert communication by providing it worldwide, with facilities for sending pictures, messages, weather warnings, and stock reports around the globe. However, the project was abandoned when Morgan withdrew his support amid a financial panic and labor problems. Challenges. Nikola Tesla faced many obstacles in his professional life. In 1895, his Manhattan laboratory was destroyed by fire, along with his notes and prototypes for his inventions. His mental health issues sometimes overflowed into his work and meant that he was not always taken seriously, such as when he claimed to have invented a remote-controlled boat. Several of his more outrageous claims subjected the inventor to ridicule in scientific journals. Whilst in his laboratory at Colorado Springs, he claimed to have received signals from another planet. He also claimed he could split the Earth like an apple, and that he had invented a death ray that could destroy 10,000 airplanes at a distance of 400 kilometers. Many of Nikola Tesla's later projects, such as his work with turbines, were never realized due to a lack of funds. They remained ideas in his many notebooks. In 1909, Guglielmo Marconi received the Nobel Prize for his development of radio. However, Nikola Tesla successfully sued Marconi in 1915 for infringement of his patents. Tesla proclaimed that the invention was his. In 1943, the U.S. Supreme Court voided four of Marconi's key patents, thus finally acknowledging Nikola's influence in the development of communications. Nikola Tesla's legacy. Nikola Tesla became a U.S. citizen in 1891. He specialized in the use of alternating current, AC, in electricity. His rivalry with Thomas Edison is legendary. but it was the AC system that he championed and improved that remains the worldwide standard for power transmission to this day. He held in the region of 300 patents and developed the technology that would eventually lead to long-distance wireless communication. A prolific inventor, Nikola Tesla received many accolades in his lifetime, ironically including the Edison Medal in 1916, the highest honor that could be bestowed by the American Institute of Electrical Engineers. However, Nikola Tesla was severely disappointed when, in 1915, a report that he was to receive the Nobel Prize, jointly with Thomas Edison, proved to be false. His legacy today is seen around the world, from the airport in Belgrade, which bears his name, to the renowned Tesla electric car, and even the measurement of magnetic field strength in MRI scanners, Teslas. Nikola received many accolades in his lifetime. In 1916, he was given the Edison Medal. Surprisingly, he was never awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. Although his inventions transformed daily life for most people, and he made several fortunes in his lifetime, for himself and his backers, Nikola Tesla died virtually penniless in a New York hotel. He spent his final years moving from place to place, leaving behind unpaid bills, eventually settling in a New York hotel where his bills were paid by George Westinghouse. He would regularly be seen in the nearby park, feeding the pigeons, with whom he claimed he shared a special affinity. He died in his hotel room on January 7, 1943, aged 86. On his death, Nikola Tesla's belongings were impounded by the custodian of alien property, including trunks which held all his papers, diplomas, letters, and laboratory notes. They were eventually inherited by his nephew, Sava Kosanovich, and are now housed in the Tesla Museum in Belgrade. Some of them have been reproduced and are available to be enthusiastically examined for every detail by Tesla devotees. Hundreds attended the funeral services, held for the great inventor, at New York City's Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Messages acknowledging the loss of a genius came from far and wide. Three Nobel Prize winners paid tribute to Tesla as one of the outstanding intellects of the world who paved the way for many of the technological developments of modern times. There's a statue of Tesla at the Memorial Center of Nikola Tesla in Smiljan, Croatia.